sheni. And the pasuk continues, Vasisocha pares zahav tar, and you shall make a lid for the aron made of pure gold. Amosayim vochetzi arka, 2.5 amas its length. Va'ama vochetzi rochpa, and an amma and a half its width. The length and the width of the kaparis was exactly the same as the wooden box, which was 2.5 amas by 1.5. Vasisa shnayim kruvim zov, and you shall make 2 kruvim of gold. Miksha tasa oisam, it should be chiseled out from a large piece of gold. Mishneis ktsais hakaparis, from the 2 ends of the length of the kaparis. They took a large piece of gold, and they chiseled out the middle, and then they formed from the 2 ends 2 kruvim, which one had a face of a male, a boy, and one had the face of a girl. That is why the pasuk says shnayim kruvim. Why doesn't the pasuk say shnei kruvim? And the answer is zok rabenu b'chayim, because the word shnei always denotes a lashon of 2 things that are the same. For example, shnei luchais ha'evan, the 2 stone tablets. The 2 tablets were exactly the same. They were 2 identical tablets. As opposed to over here, where one of the kruvim was a zachor and one was an akeva. Therefore, the pasuk does not say shnei, but rather shnayim. So the pasuk is saying that the kruvim should be made miksha. Do not attach it to the kaparis, to the lid, to the cover, but rather make it out of one piece with the kaparis. And pasuk yutes is explaining pasuk yutches according to Rashi. Vasei kruv echad mikotz mizeh, ukruv echad mikotz mizeh. You should make 1 kruv on one side and 1 kruv on the other side. Going back to pasuk yutches, the pasuk says vasisha shnayim kruvim. So you might think it was 2 on each end. Therefore, pasuk yutes tells you no, it was 1 on each end. Min haKaparis tasu es haKruvim al shnei ketzaisav. From the Kaparis you should make the Kruvim on its 2 ends. Which Rashi also explains is going back on Pasuk Yudches. What does Miksha mean? On that, Pasuk Yudches explains, Miksha means that from the Kaparis itself you should make the Kruvim and not attach it later on. And the kruvim should have their wings spread upward, covering with their wings over the kaparis, as Rashi explains that if you measure from the top of the wing until the kaparis, it will be 10 tefachim. Ufneim ish el ochiv, and the 2 kruvim shall be facing each other, el kaparis yu pnei kruvim, toward the kaparis facing downward. The kruvim should face. They faced each other, but look down. V'nosato es hakaparis al ha'oren, and you shall place the cover on the oren, milmola on top. V'la oren titein es ha'edus asher etein elecho, and into the oren you shall place the luchais that I will give you. And Rashi is bothered. Didn't the pasuk already say in pasuk tezayin that you should put the luchais into the oren? Why does it say it again? Rashi answers that it is coming to tell us a halacha that one should not first put the cover, the kaparis, on top, and then lift the cover, and then put the luchas inside. Because there is an iser to put the cover on first without the luchas being inside. But rather, first put the luchas in, and then you are allowed to put the cover on top. And that's the way he teaches the pasuk. Ve'la oren, when the oren is alone, before you put the cover on it, titein es ha'edus asher etein elecho, only then you are allowed to put the luchas inside it. Ramban does not like this pshat because the pasuk starts off the nosatas hakaparis al ha'orin lamalo. The pasuk starts off that you're placing the lid on it. If the pshat in the pasuk was the way Rashi says it, the pasuk should have been in the reverse order. First say put the luchas inside the aron, and then the end of the pasuk should say put the lid on top. That is his kasha on Rashi. And the pasuk continues, v'na'adati l'chosham, and when I will tell you that I will meet you at a certain place, this will be our meeting place, on top of the aron, between the kruvim. V'dibarti itcho me'al hakaparis, I will speak to you from on top of the cover, mibein shnei hakruvim, from between the 2 kruvim, asher al aron ha'edus, which is on the aron ha'edus. Rashi explains that the voice of Hashem came down from Shemayim and came out from between the kruvim, and when Moshe walked into the oil moyed, he heard the sounds of the voices coming from between the kruvim. Eis kol asher atzava oischo el bnei Yisrael. Rashi had a different girsa in his Sefer Torah. Instead of the word eis, he had the word ve'eis, and he explains it like this: ve'eis, and everything that I speak to you over here from between the Kruvim will be Kol Asher Atzava Yisrael B'nei Yisrael, will be everything that I am commanding you to tell the B'nei Yisrael. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kaparis. What does Kaparis mean? Kisui al Ha'oren. It is a cover on the Oren. Shehi Pesuach Mamala. The Oren was opened on top. Uminichai Olav K'mindaf. He placed the lid on it like a board. Amosayim V'chetzi Arka. It was 2.5 Amis by 1.5. Ka'arka Shel Oren. The length was like the length of the Oren. V'roch Bay K'roch Bay Shel Oren. And its width was like the width of the Oren. Umunachas al Oive Haksolim Arbaton. And it lied on the thickness of the walls of the wooden box, arbatim, on all four of them. Even though the pasuk does not say how thick this kaparis, this lid was, Pirshu Rabbi Seinu shahoyo oiveho tefach. Our chachamim explained that the thickness was a tefach, and the zerizohov, the golden crown that came from the outer box, went a little bit above this thickness of a tefach around the aron. Kruvim. What is Kruvim? So Rashi, the most parts of Tinuk Lahem. It had an image of the face of a child. Really, the word Kruvim comes from the word Kiravya, like children. Miksha Tase, Shalei Tase, Tasam Befnei Atzmom. Do not make them by themselves with the chabrom b'roshi akaparis, and then later attach them to the edges of the cover. La'achar siyosam, after they were already made. Kimase tzorfim, like the work of metal workers, shekorin shoulderitz. But rather, put a lot of gold in the beginning of the making of the cover. And hit it with a hammer. Uva cornice and with a chisel. Be'emsa in the middle to knock out the middle. Veroshon boiled in lamala. And then the two ends will protrude. Mitzayer hakruvim beblitas ketzaisov, and then form these kruvim from the protrusions that were remaining after you knocked out the middle. Miksha. Batis belaz. What does miksha mean? Batis kemoi dolodon nakshon. One to the other do they bang against each other. So miksha means to bang out, to chisel out. Ksois hakaparis. You made the kruvim from the two ends of the kaparis. Zagrashi rashi hakaparis, the ends, which means the ends of the length. One stood at one end of the 2.5 amas, and the other one stood at the other end of the 2.5 amas. You shall not say shnayim kruvim l'chol kotze v'kotze. If you just base the pshat on pasuk yud ches, you would say there were two on each end. That's why pasuk yud ches has to explain kruv echad mikotze mizeh, one on each end. From the kaparis itself, you shall make these kruvim. Zehu pirusha shall miksha. It is going back to pasuk yud ches and is explaining what miksha means. This is the explanation of miksha tasa oisam. Shloi tasam bifnei atzmam, you shall not make them by themselves, utechabrom lekaparis, and then later attach them to the kaparis. And the kruvim were parsei chenofayim. They had their rings spread upward. Zot Rashi, shloi tasa kanfeim shoichvim, do not make their wings lying, ela prushim ugevoyim lamala, spreading upward, etzel roshem, toward their heads. Sheyehei yutfachim bachalal, there should be a 10 tefach space, shebein haknafayim, from the top of the wings, lekaparis, to the cover on bottom. K'di'isa b'sukkah, like it says in Masech the Sukkah. Ve'la oren titin es ha'edus, you shall place the luchais into the oren. Lo yadati lo manichpal, I do not know why this is repeated. Sharik v'arnemav nasata el oren es ha'edus. The pasuk right before Sheni says already we place the luchais inside the oren. Maybe we can say shebala lamed sheba'oida oren levade. When the oren is standing by itself, beloy kaparis, without a cover, yitain tchila ha'edus l'seichai. You shall first put the luchais inside. Ba'akach kach yitain es hakaparis olav. Only afterwards are you allowed to put the cover on it. And this means to say that even if you wanted to measure how the lid is fitting onto the oren, you're not allowed to put it on without the luchas inside. Nechein matzinu, and so we find kishehikem es hamishkan, when he put up the mishkan later on in Parshas Pekudei, Nemar it says va'itein es ha'edus al orin, they first placed the luchas inside, va'achar kach va'itein es hakaparis al orin mamala, only afterwards did they place the cover on top. Even for a short time they were not allowed to place the lid on the orin without the luchas inside. When I will set up a time to speak to you. Oisem makam ekva lemoyin. That will be the place that I will meet. Sha'ovei sham ledaber elecha. I will come to you over there to speak to you. That will be our meeting place between the kruvim. V'dibarti itchom yala kaparis. I will speak to you from on top of the kaparis. Frek Rashi uva makam acha hu oimer vayedaber Hashem elo me oil moyed leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe from the oil moyed. What does the oil moyed mean? Zeh mishkan michus laparoches. The oil moyed is the outside of the curtain. So we see that it wasn't from between the kruvim, but rather from the oil moed. Nimtzu shnei ksuvim makhishim zezeh. Our pasuk and that pasuk seem to contradict each other. Therefore, we have a third pasuk which will be the deciding factor between them. Pasuk says in Bamidbar, when Moshe came into the oil moed, Vayishma es hakoyel midaber elov. He heard the voice speaking to him. Me'al hakaparis. Moshe haya nichnas lemishkan. Moshe entered the mishkan and he stood in the oil moed. V'kivin shebo b'seicha pesach. Once he came into the door, koyel yored b'nashomayim. A voice came down from heaven. Lebein akruvim, from between the kruvim. Misham yoytze v'nishma lemoshe be'oil moed. And from there it was heard to Moshe in the oil moed. So all the psukim are correct. Moshe heard it when he stood in the oil moed, but the voice came out from between the kruvim. And here Rashi has a different girsa. Ve'ez kol asher atzava oischa el b'nei Yisrael. Rashi has an extra vav. Harei vav zu yisera. Rashi says the vav is extra. We don't have such a vav, but he had such a vav in his Sefer Torah. Utfela. It's extra. And we find many times an extra vav in the pasuk. V'koyti poser, and so you shall explain this vav. V'eis, and everything asher adaber imcha sham, everything that I will speak to you over there, what will it be? Eis kol asher atzava oyischal b'nei Yisrael hu. It will only be things that I want to command. I want you to command the b'nei Yisrael. That's how Rashi explains the vav. In Gilyan Hashas, from Rabbi Kiva Eger in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, he lists many different places where Rashi had a different girsa in the Pesukim. With just a few examples that we see in Parshas Noach, in Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the last pasuk, Rashi says Bechoron Hanun Hafucha. The Nun is backwards. We do not have a Nun Hafucha. Secondly, in Parshas Lech Lecha, on the pasuk Vayorek Es Chanichov, and he armed Eliezer, in Perik Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Rashi says over there, Chanichov, Chanichoy Ksiv. He had a girsa that it did not say Chanichov, but rather Chanichoy. And also in Parshas Chayesara, Perik Chof Hei, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk says, V'lilnei Hapilakshim. And Rashi says, Chasur Ksiv, it is written Chasur. We don't have any Lashon Chasur over there. Over there, Pilakshim is written with a Yud. It's not Chasur. Rashi, Sefer Torah, had it Chasur. And Rabbi Akiva Eger lists many places where Rashi had a different girsa in his Sefer Torah. And the pasuk continues with the dimensions of the Shulchan. Vosisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. You shall make a table of cedar wood. Amosayim Orkoi V'Amar Rochboi. Two Amas its length, by one Amma its width. Not like the Oren. That was 1.5 by 2.5. This was 1 by 2. V'Amar V'Chetzi Koi Mosoi. And that height was the same as the height of the Oren. 1.5 Amas its height. V'Tzipisa Oisei Zov Torah. And you shall plate it with pure gold. So the Shulchan itself had gold attached to the wood. Vosisa loizer zov savim. And you shall make a golden crown around the table. This was a simin for keser malchus. Since a table symbolizes malchus, so the crown around the table is the keser malchus, the crown of the king. Vosisa loy miskeres teifach savim. And you shall make a frame of a tefach thick around the table. There is a machloikis exactly where this miskeres, this frame, was placed. Some learn that it was placed above the tabletop. First you had the tabletop, and on top of that you had like a frame around it. Some say it was below the tabletop. If you look in the art scroll Rashi on page 331, he has a diagram. A shows the miskeres on top, and B shows the miskeres on bottom, below the tabletop. V'osisa zer zohov l'miskarte sovim. And you shall make a zer zohov attached to this miskeres, to this frame around it. Whether you learn the miskeres was on top, then it is simple that the zer zohov was attached to this miskeres and went above the table. But even if you learn the miskeres was below the tabletop, The Misgeres was attached, the Zerzov was attached to the Misgeres and went from the Misgeres above the tabletop a little bit in order that it will stand up further than the tabletop and be a crown around the table. So either way, the Zerzov stuck up above the table, whether the Misgeres was below or above. The Zerzov was attached to the Misgeres and went upward. The Osisa loy arba taba oizov, and you shall make for the Shulchan 4 rings of gold. Venosato esatabois, and you shall place these rings al arba hapeos, on the 4 corners, asher la arba raglov, which were on the 4 legs of the table. The golden rings were placed on the 4 legs of the table. Leumas hamaskeres tiena hatabois, and near the frame were these rings. If you learn the Misgeres was below the tabletop, then it is very good why we say the Tabois were next to the Misgeres. Because since the Misgeres was below, and the Tabois were also below the tabletop, so the Tabois were near the Misgeres. But if Misgeres was on top, the pasuk just means to say that these rings were toward the upper portion of the table, towards where the Misgeres would be. But it wasn't as close in proximity as it would be if the Misgeres was below, according to those shittas. Lebatim levadim. The purpose of these rings were for houses for the poles. Lases es ha-shulchan, to carry the shulchan. Vosis es ha-badim atzei shittim, and you shall make poles of cedar wood. Vitzipisa oisam zov, and cover them with gold. Venisavam es ha-shulchan, and through these poles the shulchan will be carried. Vosisa ka-aroisav, ka-poisav, k'saisav, emenaki oisav, asher yusach bohen, zov toratas oisav. The pasuk is telling us 4 things that should be made of pure gold. Ka'aroisav, ka'poisav, k'saisav, emenaki oisav. Let us explain what these are. Ka'aroisav means dishes. The lechem haponim had an interesting shape. Rashi explains that it was like a teva prutza, an open box. It had a shulayim, a bottom, and the 2 side walls went up. So it was almost shaped like a U. But the other 2 sides were opened. And it was baked in a form that had that shape on Friday. And that form was made of barzel, of iron. After it was baked, it was placed in a similar form made of gold. And it stayed in that form from Friday until Shabbos, when on Shabbos it was placed on the Shulchan itself. So this form that was made of gold, where it stayed from Friday until Shabbos, was called Ka'aroisav. Golden dishes, golden forms that were used for the Lechem Haponim to stay from the time it was baked until the time it was placed on the Shulchan. Kapoisav, what were the kapoisav? They were spoons. In these spoons, there were handfuls of levoina, of spices placed inside of them. And when they gave the Lechem Haponim to be eaten to the Kaihanim, so no part of the Lechem Haponim went on the Mizbeach. So instead of being makriv part of the lechem on the Mizbeach, they were makriv these spoonfuls of levoina, of spices, and that went on the Mizbeach. So these spoons held the levoina. How were the lechem aponim placed onto the shulchan? So basically there were 2 rows of 6. The first one of the 6 was actually placed on the shulchan itself. But the other 5 were held up by half pipes. 3 half pipes, which were attached to boards on the side of the shulchan that had notches in it, and that held up the half pipes. And they would place the lechem aponim on these half pipes, which were held up by the boards. The kesaisav and the menaki yosav are the half pipes and the boards. Rashi just brings 2 pshatim, which is which. The first pshat of Rashi says, kesaisav is the half pipes. And since in Arabic, kisu means hollow, and these half pipes were hollow, that's why kesaisav is referring to the half pipes. Menaki yosav are the boards that supported the half pipes. Rashi does not know what the taich of menaki yosav would be according to this pshat. Second pshat that Rashi says is the reverse way. Kesaisav are the boards. And since the boards held up the bread that one should not fall on the other and break, therefore it is from the lashon of kasha, to keep the bread firm. That is why it is referring to the boards. Menaki yosav are referring to the half pipes, which were hollow and allowed air to go between the bread. And therefore it is a lashon of naki. It kept the bread clean. So either way, kesaisav and menaki yosav are referring to these half pipes and the boards, that both of them were used to hold up the bread. Asher yusach bohen. The half pipes were like schach over the bread. It's interesting that the pasuk stresses the half pipes being schach over the bread. Their main purpose was not to be a covering on the bread, but rather to hold up the bread. So I don't know why the pasuk stresses that the half pipes were yusach bahen, were schach over the bread. Zov taratasa oisa. All these mentioned in the pasuk were all made of pure gold. Side the dishes, the karoisa, side the spoons, and the half pipes and the boards were all made of zahav tar. Vinosato ala shulchan, and you should place on the shulchan lechem aponim. The lechem aponim, which we explained, is called the lechem aponim because it had an opening on each side, a ponim lakan and ponim lakan. Lefonai tomid, it shall always be in front of me, the lechem aponim. The Gemara says that when they put the new lechem aponim on Shabbos onto the shulchan, in order that there should always be a lechem aponim on the shulchan, the new ones pushed the old ones off. This way, there wasn't even a second that the lechem aponim were not lefonai tomid. Now let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Zog Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Koy Mosai, Goy Veraglov Imoy Ve'ashulchan. What makes up the height of the table? The height of its legs with the thickness of the table top itself. Zer Zohov, Simen Lekesa Malchus. The crown around the shulchan was a simen for the royal crown. Shashulchan, Shem Oysher Ugdula. Because a table symbolizes wealth and greatness. Just like we say, the table of the kings. What is the Mesgeres? Kidaguma Gidanfa, an enclosure. V'nechleku Chachmi Yisrael B'dover. And our Chachamim argue on this thing. Yesh Oymim L'mala Hoysa. Some say it was above the tabletop. Savel Shulchan, around the Shulchan. K'moy L'vazvazin. Just like a border, Shebisfas Shulchan Sarv, that are made at the edges of the tables of noblemen. V'yeshar min lamata hoysa. And some say it was below the tabletop. Tekur mi regla regel. Going from one foot of the table to the other. Ba'abar ruchas ha-shulchan. On the four sides of the shulchan. V'daf ha-shulchan shoychin al oysa misgeres. And then the tabletop was placed on top of this border. So it's a machlokes where it was. V'asisa zer zov l'miskarta. And you shall make a golden crown l'miskeres. Who's zer ha'omer l'malam? This is the same zer as in the previous pasuk. Upirish hakan she'al ha'miskeres hoysa. And the pasuk is explaining over here that the zer zov was on the miskeres. And either way, whether the miskeres was above, then it went above the tabletop, or if it was below the tabletop, it was attached to the miskeres, and it went above the miskeres and above the tabletop itself until it came higher than everything and went around the table in that way. The umas ha-miskeres, near the miskeres, tiena ha-tabois, were the rings. Biraglayim tekuois, they were attached to the legs of the table, kinegen roshe miskeres, near the edge of the miskeres. As we explained earlier, in Sefer HaZikorin, which is a pirush on Rashi, he says that Rashi is explaining this pshat according to the one who learns that the miskeres was below the tabletop. Because if the miskeres was below the tabletop, then the tabois were actually on the legs very close to the miskeres. Lebotim levadim, oisen tabois, these rings, yiu botim lihikonis behen mabadim. These rings will be for houses in order to put into them the badim. Lebotim, letzorach botim levadim. In Sefer Yosef Halal, he makes this all as one Rashi. Lebotim, four houses. What does that mean? Litzarech batim, for the purpose of houses, lebadim, for the poles. Kitagumoy, like Targum says, asra la'arichaya, a place for the poles. Venisavom, loshen nifal. It is a loshen of nifal. It does not mean that you will carry the shulchan through them, but rather, yeh nisavom is ha-shulchan. Through these poles, the shulchan will become carried. Vasisa ka'oroisa ve'kapoisa. So Rashi, ka'oroisav zehatfus. This is the form shaya osu kedvus alechem that was made similar to the form of the lechem upon. Alechem haya osu kmin teva prutza mishtei ruchaisel. And the bread was made like an open box, opened on two sides. Shulayim lo lamato. It had a bottom. V'koyfel mikan mikan klape mala. And then it doubled over, going upward on two sides. Kimin kaisolim, like walls. Ulekach kari lechem aponim. That is why it is called the lechem aponim. Sheesh leponim, because it had a face. Royin lekan ulekan letzidei habayis. It was open on two sides to the two sides of the mishkan. Mizeh umizeh, from this side and that side. Noisin argoy, you took the length of the bread. Lerach bayishol shulchan, and it went on the width, on the ama part of the table. Ukeisolim zekufin kineges vasa shulchan, and the edge of the breads that went up went up toward the edge of the table. The erect part and the upright part of the bread went up equal with the edge of the table. And they had a form made out of gold and made out of iron in the form of the lechem aponim. Bishel barzel hu nefa. It was baked on Friday in the form of barzel. And when you took it out of the oven on Friday, noisna bishel zav. They placed it in the golden form ad lamocha b'Shabbos until the next day Shabbos. Shemisadre ala shulchan. When then he placed it on the table, and it remained there for a week until they ate it. And this golden tfus, where it was placed from Friday to Shabbos, Kari Ka'ara, was called the golden Ka'ara. The Kapoisa, Hein Bazichem, these are like spoons. Shenoisim Bahem Levoina, where they placed the Levoina, the spices. Ushtayim Hayu, Lushne Kaimsi Levoina. And there were two, for the two handfuls of Levoina, Shenoisim Ashtay Amarochois, that were placed corresponding to the two rows of bread of lechem apon. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, in Parshas Emor, Nosata al hamarechas levoina zaka. For each row, you shall have a levoina zaka, special spices to be makriv on the mizbech. Ukesoysav, hein kemin chatzoy konim. Rashi is going the first way, that kesoysav are the half pipes. Chalulim, hollow, hanestokin la'orgam, that were split in the length. Dugmason also shall zob. Similar to this form, he made out of gold. Umesader gimel al rosh kol lechem, and on top of every bread there were three poles. Sheyeshev lechem o echad al gabi oisam hakonim, in order that the next row of bread should be supported by these half pipes. Umavdilon bein lechem lelechem, and these half pipes would separate the different levels of bread. Kadesh shetikones haruach beinehem, in order that air should go through them v'leis apshu, and they should not rot and become spoiled. Uvelashon Arabi, and in Lashon Arabi, in Arabic, kol davar cholul kari kesu. The word kesaisav comes from the Arabic word kesu, which means hollow. I was always bothered why Rashi sometimes says a lashon of Lashon Arabi when he is referring to Arabic, and sometimes he uses a lashon of Lashon Yishmal. In Parshas Toldos, Perik Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf, on the word Padan Arom, over there Rashi says, Shebeloshin Yishmol Karin Lesoda Padan. Over there he says, Eloshin Yishmol. Also in Parshas Vayetze, in Perik Lamed, Pasuk Yudalad, on the Pasuk that speaks about Dudoyim, Rashi says, Dudoyim, what does Dudoyim mean? Uveloshin Yishmol Yasmin. He also mentions Eloshin Yishmol. But in Parshas Boy, in Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes, on the Pasuk Al Teichlu Mimenu No, do not eat the carbon Pesach when it is raw, he says over there that No is a Lashon Arabi. And over here also we find that he uses a Lashon Arabi, that the word Kesu is a Lashon Arabi. So what is the difference between a Lashon Yishmol and a Lashon Arabi? So Rashi Vaiter Umenaki Yosef, Tagumai Umichilose, Tagum teaches it Michilose, things that support. Hein Snifim, these are the boards, Kimin Yesedai Zov, golden pegs, Umdim Ba'oretz, standing on the ground, V'gavoyim Ad L'malo Min HaShulchan Harbe, and they go up higher than the Shulchan a lot, K'neged Goyve Marechas HaLechem, all the way up to the height of the rows of the bread. And we find two different descriptions of how these Snifim, these boards, looked. Some have it like just plain solid boards. If you look in the Sefer Tavis HaMishkan VeKelav on page 25, over there he has a picture of two boards flanking the Shulchan, two solid boards. In Art Scroll on page 332 in the Rashi edition, he has it like three pegs. And this shita of drawing it like pegs is based on the Lashon of Rashi that says Kemin Yesedai Zov. Rashi says that they are three golden pegs, and therefore they draw it not as a solid piece, but rather like three fingers coming from the bottom till the top. And Rashi continues, Umefutzolim Chamisha Pitzulim Zeh L'malo Mizeh. And they were notched out with five notches, one above the other. And the ends of these half pipes that were supporting the breads, they would go and fit into these notches, in order that the weight of the upper breads should not fall and lean on the lower breads and break them. And Targum that says on the word Menachi Yosef, he teaches Michilose. Michilose means Sev Loisav, supporters. Kimoid Nilesi Hochil, I am tired from supporting. Even though Targum says Mechilosei, but I don't know how the Lashon of Menachi Yosef in the Pasuk fits in with this explanation. Menachi Yosef does not mean supports. So I don't know how to explain it, how it should fit on the Lashon of Snifim, which means the boards. Therefore, v'yesh mechachmei Yisrael oimrim, there are those chachmei Yisrael in Masechta Menachos that learn the reverse. K'saisav elu snifim. The k'saisav are the boards. Why are they called k'saisav? Shemekashin oisai, because they make the bread firm, umachzikin oisai shalei shavar, and keep them strong that they should not break. That's why the word k'saisav is referring to the boards from a lashon of kasha. Menachi oisav are referring to the half pipes. Elu hakonim. Why are they called Menachi Yosef? Sheminakin Oisoi, they keep it clean, Shleis Apesh, that they should not rot by allowing air to go through it. Aval Onkelis Shetirgum Michilose, but Targum Onkelis that explains on the word Menachi Yosef, Michilose supporters, Hoyeshoina, he is learning Kedivya Oimer, like the one who says the first pshat, Menachi Yosef Hein Hasnifim, that the Menachi Yosef are the boards. Asher Yusach Bohen, the half pipes will be like Schach over the bread. Asher Yechusa Bohen, that it will cover over them, over the breads. And referring to the half pipes, it is saying, because the half pipes were like schach over the bread, and a cover. And so too in another place it says, why does it call the half pipes kisayis hanesach? Because it was half pipes that covered over the bread. And both of these lashonis, yusach, in our pasuk, and v'hanesach in the pasuk over there, lashon schach v'kisuhem, are a lashon of schach and kisud. Zok Rashi lechem haponim, sheyesh leponim, it has a face, k'moshe pirashti, like I explained, that it was opened on two sides. Umiyin halechem, and the number of breads, that there were six and six, v'seyde barachoysev, and the way they were lined up, mifurashim be'emar elakehanim, are explained in Parshas Emor toward the end of the Parshah.